Well, to bait, to bait the cat. And it had to be annoying, because then they have annoying. For baiting, by accidenting, then they're annoying. By accidenting, the raising, you thereby make fast for yourself. So you're a lot of annoying, so you're something right. But the homing them of how it is, how it is, you still have an abundance. How can you visualize the case where of nature and nature depart on you? That not only should be offered to use the artificial annoying making, but if you did it, then the past is not. From there, what it is, there is a shack of trauma. After that, what they, we shall keep, in other words, the whole thing to the bench. We have a bench. All I say is, hey, well, I'm not going to have to be. It's a shack of the bench. But then we say, well, it wouldn't say, and let's say this wooden table was made from acid by a pen. And we took this table on a thing, and they threw it into the stone, into the furnace, and fuel in order to make that. And pass the base, what was used to fuel a table, a bench, a table of Suranoi, of Suranoi. That was used for a head. Now, because of the baking process of the pot, so the bulk of the table on the bench, the baking test, only a little bit was oxidized. Only a little bit of the table on the bench, the edge of the bench was oxidized, and the oxidation of the edge of the bench on the table is traveling, so that led to the heat which resulted in the baking of the pot. So, in such a case, the pot would be open. This is called the Rabbonon say. Why? Because, why do the Rabbonon say? Why do the Rabbonon say that any Shvachet is not? Not that they are Hebrews have the concept of Shvachet is not. No, the Rabbonon agrees that if the pot is formed, if the cause of the process of the formation of the pot, so that it has no obvious, From the melee, we have to say that the Shvachet is incorporated into the past. But, the Chachamim say, in the course of the baking process of the past, so, of course, the bulk of the eating is now being detected. But the bulk of the eating that are detected do not give rise to the heat and to the baking. So what turns the source of heat and of baking? So it's the mashu that is oxidized. The fashion that is oxidized is not there. So there's only if you forehead may be like a wood. So there you can separate. The fashion that is oxidized, let's say one little strip of wood at the edge of glass is oxidized. So there is considered as something separate from the bulk of the wood that is not oxidized. So we say, so that I want to say, through the bulk of the glass, not that it is, but that doesn't give rise to the heat. What gives rise to the heat? That the edge, that is oxidized, that's not the edge. So maybe we cannot take Shvachet to the pot. But in any case, if you need for having something that is a collision table, a bench, a table, so then you cannot separate the matter that is oxidized and say, because as long as the bulk of the bench is left, so the name of heavy tumor of the cavern, rising in the stone, burning with the flame, and only matching that to die is consumed, and the rest of the bench burns with the flame, but in death. So then we cannot say that it is not the end. Because seeing the matching that is oxidized and the rest are part and parcel of the cavern, so as long as it gets into a cavern, of course, even the cause of the baking process, so much of the bench is burned away that it couldn't even consider it as a bench, and it's not it, then the past is not. But even in the course of the whole baking process, so when you look into the stone, you see, I mean, that it looks like a bench, only was chipped off, one end chipped off another end, but it looks like a bench. Because Yeah. Now, you take Akiva Sarem,
Thank you.
So then we could use say that the reason, so we could say that according to the theory, so the halacha of shvachit yipar does not mean that when you eat the part, you must take healing and you have a noye from the hidden. No, not that. But it's based upon the fact that you took a noye, so it's not only your part. When something is not about noye, so it doesn't mean only that you're not allowed to have a noye from the direct thing, from the head of the noye. You're not allowed to have a noye even from the derivative of that. That's why, I mean, we say that the famous show of Kashina Vizoga, Kogi Mandoma, that the deer is not that I'm not allowed to drink the milk, but the milk is not the Israeli. It is a relative of Israeli. So, according to perhaps those who say that Shibachit Mitzadu is the right to the Gawahe, so we may lay much debate upon the fact that when you are never from the past, you are in effect dividing the Hanoye from the remote is your Hanoye. Not that the part itself is the effect of it, but is the essence of it. Some in Mele, they have to explain as to why we don't divide the Aloche of them together. Because whenever you don't have Hanoye from the Kupadoma, you only have Hanoye from the derivative of the Kupadoma. So there, if it's said that the so it should be mutter. Like the Himosho for Kashine, Arizona, so the whole of it is mutter. Because you don't have a noye from the Kupatoho, you have a noye from the milk. But the milk is the derivative of the Kashine Arizona. So in Mele, we apply the aloche of the Gera. Now, if we say that the aloche of Shvachim in the past does not represent the Kupatoho, the Kupo Yisrael itself, but that Shvachit Nipat only means that you have a noye from the Kupadom, which is not different. So then it has to be based upon the aloche of Zevin Geren, or one Geren. So that's why the Miri. The Miri and the Ram, they explain that it's not Zevin Geren. So the Miri explains because the Geren of Israel is the main Geren, and the other one is the secondary low. It's a new significant goal, so it's not a Geren, it's one Geren. Or the Ram says, because it's Mika Yisya, so maybe we cannot apply the principle of the Geren. The Geren is based upon it. Machinki, if we say that Machinki part does not imply that you have a noye from the derivative of the Kufador, but Machinki part means that the part is the Kufo Yisya. Is the Kufo Yisya. So then, we're not confronted with the problem of the Zemdegera. Let's say it is the Zemdegera. But if you have a noye from the Kupadomo, so how is one allowed to have a noye from the Kupadomo or the Kupoisea just because he's never from Dute? But he's never from the Kupadomo home. So when can we apply the principle of the Zemdegera Mutea when he's not never from the Kupadomo, but he's never from the derivative of the Kupadomo? Like let's say Holom of the Hey, Machinke is his name from the Kupadomo. From both, but we cannot be quite a principle of them together. Now you let me pass it. But is that so? That they come to the principle of them together, who tell is only shy when we are not named from the Kupadomo, from the band itself, but from the river. But if we are from the Kupadomo, from the very itself, so then the concept, the principle of Zemdegera Mutea doesn't apply, but we see Rizabisea, they are so cool, so cool, so not cool, the Rizal, they possess it last, they possess it last. So here we have the Kupadomo, and still the Chachomim of the present day, Zemdegera, so we see, even when we have the bed, so that's what he told now. What is there so home? There's a home that they have a litigation. There's a home. So in other words, it's over a mind. So it's over a mind. So if we say we discuss it, the sheet of the letter is over a mind because it's a photo. So it's over a mind is important. So that means it's dead. It's dead. And we apply the hour of the whole week. It's hard to go into the letter. But most of the most, some bottles. So it doesn't mean that he's represented himself. That he's represented himself. It's Aloche. The Dover Amayim does not become what? So Mele would have to say, in Ashi, he's Ashi Ezekai. So in other words, so he's meant from the Gubadomo, not from the Rebbe. So maybe it's not shy to say, Zemtegiret. But we see that the Gemara applies the Aloch of Zemtegiret with Abiseia. So let's just say that according to Rashi, that Aloch is Zohar Amayim. He's not what the law. So it does not mean that it's the good for Yisya in there. It's also there, it's like Tahumet is there. But it's not the Gubadomo. Because if it is the Gufo Yisya, so then it wouldn't be shy to say, there is a gear. Fine. But the theory explains it on the basis that it's not a gear, so it's only one gear. Rashi also says the gear, but Rashi emphasizes the fact that he is never from the Gubadomo. So maybe we're not concerned about the fact that it's not a gear. So he's never from this gear. So what if he's never from another gear? All right. Hani Kores, Hesed is going to be in. So Hesed is all from Bazi, Ashi, Oashi, Ashi, Oashi, so Yishvach is in where, Vam also will be in Shehiu, Vau will be in Vishi, and Vishnam is there. Hani Kores, okay, so we don't know it, Hani, so we must get a little good for today, as we can get a Shehiu, we have to make another Hesed. And when we make another Hesed, we make it with Ashi Hesed. So he sends it here. Keep with the Hesed of the Lord of the Father, and let him be with the Lord of the Lord of the Lord, and they go to the Lord of the Lord, and Ashi Yogi, and Sei roche tio poki che hadosho, va a dei don capo di sue, di capo di stati, che mi stanno come di lache, a votano, e lì si di paz e lache, a dei che sono dei da me. Na, si di cao lache, sei. Ma da rampa mi sei, e da mi sei, che da rampa mi sei, che 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 mi the manufacture of an earthenware vessel with acid fire. So the day of the vessel was finished. Two acid actors. Two acid fire. At that point. So the second was dead. Then it's off. You cannot establish why. But when you use it, so you have to make, you have to do the other thing. There, but there is an initial establishment before, in the day rate, all he resorts to the mother when he puts in the food into the bed. This is how that is. The Rambam says that the life of the Mahor Dasure Halacha of Dibu says that Kore is the case to deliver the choice of Shepishon Hayim Seyla Kacha, because they all the Ari Masuri Banos, Shari Dogo Haosha Bamoye, also is on Hot. Also, Pat Shepishwa Gabi the Holy, shall ask you all ever that. Kide Shenapi the Holy Mola Hidro, Apo Kishin Lema. So, it's much by the words that Rambam Pat is, not much by if you were, I feel the Holy Lema. Because Apo Kishin Lema Pat means that, like Mandoma Lema means that, but the Rambam Pat is Lema, Apo Kishin Lema. Now here is another one. From that one. They were just peaceful. Between the older we buy a care, who we actually have there, have we a half to order, we have a fish and then we get here. Should be shot, should be sure, should be fast from a hot tap in there, and that's the government. Why don't we apply the principle of them to here? Should be sure, should be fast from a hot tap in there, and that you will go at the end. We need to be the top issue. We have to get there on the top. So we really point out. And the Yichton explains the Gemara that way. Then, in other words, the Rambam apparently is not like Rashi Pshat. Because Rashi, according to Rashi Pshat, so we have a big chiddush in the second Moshe. The second Moshe, we have a big chiddush. That even though the vessel is not used just for storage, what do you do with the vessel? You cook something in that vessel. So, how is this just established? So, how is it done? Through fire. In other words, you put in vegetables, let's say, in this vessel, that was finished by the acid by a carrier, and then feeling of his mind. Because you don't use it to train it, you only use it to handle it. So you have to cook it to the best. Feel the thing, because you say it becomes a thing that the view of the thing that he puts in, let's say, the food in the vessel before he puts the vessel on the fire. So at that moment when he puts the food in, he's establishing the vessel itself without resorting to the aid of another gear. So because of that, it's considered one gear and not the rest of it. So that's all. When he puts the vessel, when he puts the food into the vessel, so he says, Master, Master, the primos, and the purpose is, why does he put the vegetable food, or whatever food he feeds into the vessel? In order, a moment later, to put it on fire. So the stanchion is for the fire, so there's another gear. But you put it in the vessel a minute before you put it on fire. So that minute, you don't resort to the aid of another gear. So because of that, it's considered one gear, not very little. That's how it is. But the Rambam sounds really nothing really there. So the labor in the explanation is more different. The demo. The demo means like this. You make a fire on top of the stove. You make a fire. So first you put 18, you kindle 18 deep at the bracket. And then you put the pot. You put the pot on those things, on the fire. Then when the pot has to send the little more on fire, and all the fire is gone already. So you put the other end, and the other end is, so that's already at the end. Oh, so then, the second motion says, in such a case, it is the table that's all. Even though at the end, in the course of the whole process of cooking, so we do two kinds of eating, but at the early stage of the cooking process, so we use only acidica. So because of that, this one here, this one is part of the sentence. They wash it visually, between the others, who will be quite accurate, who will be at the end here, who will be at the end here, who will be at the end here. So, Harei Hatav Shirot, Harei Hatav Shirot, the Apopi, which he used two kinds of AC, AC there and AC back there. So we have two shades. This is how the Rambam explains it. So the Rambam says, in our Kabbalah, the Moshe Fischer is saying, all the way to Akhi, to Ayakare, who we have here, both have a tough lot. That's the two shades. So the question is not in regard to the day of the past. The question is in regard to the Tafshot. As far as the past is concerned, so Rashi will agree. And the Rambam will agree with the stack of Rashi. Except that because the Rashi is not in the two shades, I don't know how Rashi passed. Maybe the Rashi passed like the first one. But according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do. As far as the name of itself that was made through Rashi as the Bakare, so that's why it happens in the first place. It's the same thing. But the two shades is a reference to the question as whether the Tafshil is Mutar. The Tafshil is Mutar. So he says, if they was officially so it would be all of the three Akare, who we have to share, have a Tafshil of the other people,
to be machia da aloche like the Yochim. Obviously, a Yochim.
amazing. All the immoral machine of the universe. Now, so there was the question whether this fact is fact or this fact is fact was considered by the finish of this, by the finish of it, by the finish of it, and by the finish of it, in the daytime, so let they say that Pasatio, and the Hakomi said that Pasatio, so that Hoy was like the home, a Pasatio, so they were even ready after he heard. The Hakomi rejected his view, so he took up to them. It was considered by the official that in the Rabbi held the Tapati Teres, his Vahimipa. So Rebbe, after the Hakomi said Tapati Teres, so he took up to them. So in other words, Rebbe had two views. He had his original view before he heard the view of the Rabbi who was the Tapati. But once he heard that the Hakomi say a Pasu Keres, so he's a comfortable view. So he agreed. So he agreed also that it is with them. Now then, years later, so the Hakomi Shmuel would be today, comes to the same question. And then the law of the basis of Shmuel would be today, held in accordance with the view held by many religions. So then when Shmuel announced the fact of the Chachomim, he didn't want to inform everybody. I mean, that they had one word and changed. I mean, then everybody would express an opinion. How is it? Rebbe originally out like this and that. So, but that was in the Ilchol Hashem and Shidim Yomecho. Ilchol Hashem says Shidim Yomecho. So that means the Chachomim now, in the time of Shmuel, they held the Tapat Atum. And Rebbe, after hearing the view of the Rabbi then, so he changed his view, and he says, Abbas Muteres. So when Shmuel said, the Rebbe said Abbas Muteres, it was not right. It was true, because Rebbe did say at the end of his life, Abbas Muteres, because he succumbed to the view of the Rabbi. And now when he said that the Chachomim passed to the law, say that Abbas has the law, so then he meant the view of the Hakomi later. But so it was now. Alright.
Shiran Bay, Sunday, February 9th.
If you want to come down and swim out of the police, you have to have to death. But we pointed out that from the Rashi's Mashma, that the reason is why Yishvachim Kamika is because we had a noye from the Guta Doko. Then it's not Chayak to say, there is a Jeremuta. When is a Chayak to say there is a Jeremuta? When he does not have a noye from the Guta Doko. But he had a noye from the derivative of the Surah Noye. So then we can say we're saying, the Himo Shoklo Kashina Rizo. The Himo Shoklo Kashina Rizo. So we say that the Chobo Mutal is very big in this Mutal. So he doesn't have a noye from the Kachina Bezore. The Kachina Bezore are gone. I mean, he has a noye from the Cholo. But the Cholo is a derivative of the Kachina Bezore because he contributed towards the Cholo. The Kachina Bezore contributed towards the manufacture of Cholo by the Behem. So in the Mele, we say, is just the Gehren. Mashiach, if he has a noye from the Kufa Togo itself, but he has a noye from the Kufa Togo and from something else. So then we don't say, there is a Gehren. There is a Gehren. And this is how it's Mashi for Rashi. So in explaining the deen of Yishvachim Kufa, so the Miri says, the reason is why we say Yishvachim Kufa, and we don't apply the principle, and we say Yishvachim to be passed even by Kano Yoshi. Not like the Masho. Or the Masho says, the Masho says that only by Kano Kodosh we say Yishvachim to be passed. So then there is no Zemite Geren. So by Kano Yoshi, where there is Zemite Geren, then we don't say Yishvachim to be passed. But everybody is really on the Masho. So the Masho, she thinks that she is clear. So all the Rishayim say the contrary. So the question is, by Tano Yoshin, how can we say Yishvachim Kipas, but every day semi degere. So to the atheists there contributed to the making the path, but also the Tano which is head there, is Tano Yoshi. It was not Nikmabinis there, so it's a Geren head there. So we should say them is a Geren moot there. So the Miri says by a book of Kinegidei, so the predominant Geren is the atheist, not the Tano. So maybe it's not them is a Geren. And the Ram Sochim and in Amrizore, he points out that the reason as to why we cannot say there is a Geir, we in case of Tano Yoshin, and we still say that the path is also there, is because that the Ranchite, that the Aloch of there is a Geir and Mutea is based upon the Dino Vito. It's Dino Vito. So the Mele, by a book of Kinect Day, so it's Nikea, so it's like Nikea or Isa, so we cannot say any different. But from Rashi, Mashma, the reason is why we say Ishvachit Mipah, even by Tano Yoshin, because Ishvachit Mipah implies that we consider our Bedin the heat energy that is released through the Atheisea is becoming incorporated into the Pah, into the dog. So in other words, as we see, I mean that this is Rashi Shite in Avizor, that when you heat the oven with Ati Yisea, with Ati Baya Keren, let's say, or Ati Ore, so, and the heat, so the heat energy that is released by the Ati Yisea, so that contributes to the baking of the pot, so the pot is considered now to be in as being the tarubet of the door itself, that's the matter. And the heat energy that is also in Baal-Pedin considered to be incorporated into the path. So it's the tarubet. Now, the Rashi, you see there is a machlekes in Avnizore, and there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Reed. Now, here the Mishnah says, not only men were eating, Asurim Banoi. He did when a Tano for the Shuta Tershuyutan of the Tatar, Asurim Banoi. Nisarko Bahiris, 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 Kulun Asurim Banoi. Rebelezer Emea, Zili Hanoi El Yamamel. Zili Hanoi Yamamel. So all the way in Pina Rizzo. Now the question is, when Rebelezer says Zili Hanoi El Yamamel, what does he have reference to? Does he have reference to the case of Nisarko? Is the path with Nisarko Bahiris? So then it's Hilich HaNoi El Yamamelech. Masha'in came, if it wasn't Nisarvo, but the path be end, so then there is no way to say of Hilich HaNoi El Yamamelech. There is no way to say of Hilich HaNoi El Yamamelech. So the shita of the Reed is that when does Rav Lezer say it, we pass like Rav Lezer, that Hilich HaNoi El Yamamelech, that's only the case of Nisarvo. In other words, if I think this path was based through the use of Atta Sheiro, and then to that path is also. Then that path became Yurev with other paths. So everything is also. It is a Rube of Avrizor. So the Mele is also. So then it is Hanoi Yamala. Let's say one path was Misari in 100 other portions of paths that are had there. So he has to throw the Yamala, the word of that path. The words of that path. Mashe'inke, only if it's Nisari, so according to the leaf, so then we can say Yilech HaNoi Yamamelech. Mashe'inke, if it's not Nisari, we don't say Yilech HaNoi Yamamelech. But Rashi Shittin Avnizori is, not only when it's Nisari, even if it's not Nisari, so it's still Yilech HaNoi Yamamelech. And Rashi says, what does it mean Yilech HaNoi Yamamelech? If the path was baked through the Ate Asher. Atashiro. So how much now? And of course he decided. So he says, Yilech HaNoi El Yamamelech. But let's say the path itself that was big for Atashiro is worth $1. But the Atashiro that was used in making the path is worth 25 cents. So how much does he have to throw into the Yamamelech? So Rashi Shite is that even the Be'er is Yilech HaNoi El Yamamelech. Even if it wasn't decided. But you don't have to throw into the Yamamelech the value of the whole path. for the value of the aging that contributed towards the breaking of the past. So in other words, so the Ram in Andariv, in Abu Zore, he explains the Rashi, and he says that the Shita of Rashi is that the Halacha of Yesh Vachit in the past implies that the past that was big as a result of the heat energy is to be considered how to be to consist of the Taruvet, of the door and the heat energy. So it's Taruvet. It's a very strange kind of a Taruvet. In other words, so he considers that the heat energy that is released from the Hati Yisera is to be considered to be incorporated into the dog. So it's a Taruvet. So in other words, it's a Taruvet. So the path itself is a Taruvet Yisera. What are the two ingredients? One ingredient is the dough, the feta. The dough itself is feta gomo. But the other ingredient is another ingredient, the heat energy. The heat energy that is responsible for the baking of the pot is to be considered as an ingredient of the pot. So the melee, that is there. So the melee, we cannot apply, so it has to be melee only the value of the aging, but in the value of the aging. That is to be considered to be incorporated into the past is only 25 cents. All he has to throw in the yellow miller is 25 cents. Anyway, so according to Rashi Shite, the halacha of Yesh Vachit in the past implies that he is nene from the Guf Adoro. When he eats the past, so he's really nene from the Shvachit. That's incorporated. It's an intangible thing, but it's considered al-Kadim to be incorporated into the past. So the melee is not trying to say, save it again. It's not trying to say that again. Now, however, the other Mishnah, the Miri and the Ram, they explain the aloche of Yesh Vachit in the past. And why don't we say, so even Nitano Yoshin we say Yesh Vachit in the past. But Nitano Yoshin, why don't we say, but there are two Gaelmin? Really, he says, because the Hati Yisrael is the predominant here, so it's not the same. And the Ram says, because it's like Nikar Yisrael, so there is no reason. They don't explain it like that. Apparently, they hold that we apply the principle of the Zevit Egeren. We apply the principle of Zevit Egeren, even when he has Hanoye from the Gufonim. But if the Hanoye is a result of two separate things, even though he has annoyance from the Kufonit and not from the derivative of it, not like the hollow of a behavior that was fed by Kashina and his dog, but he has annoyance from the Kufonit there, even when he has annoyance from the Kufonit itself, not from the derivative, so he still applies the concept of them together. If the annoyance is a result of the combination of two things, and he couldn't have the Hanoi without the combination of two things, of his Heter and Yisrael. So he still says, that's the reason as to why the Miri has to resort to the town. because the Hati Yisrael is the predominant here, so it's not the here, and the Ram has to resort to the town, because it's like Nikar. Why can't they say things like Rashi? Yesh Vachit in the past. So when he eats the path, he has Anoye from the Gufo Yisrael, not from a derivative of Yisrael. So apparently they hold that even when he has Anoye from the Gufo Yisrael, but if the Anoye results from the combination of two Gufins, the Gufo Yisrael and Gufo Heter, so he still should say Zemdegeren. So why don't we say Zemdegeren here? Yeah? So they give a different explanation. Whereas Rashi says that when do we apply the principle of Zevi Degeren? That is only if the Hanoi is from the derivative of Isa. From the derivative of Isa. Let's say, now, the Gimore and the Zohar. So, Rabbi Yitzchak says that you can in order to be becoming the mitzvah of Ibu Davidi Torah, so you grind, let's say, Davidi Torah. You grind Davidi Torah, and then you throw it away, Zera Lawah. Seichel, Zera Lawah. But the question is, when you grind Davidi Torah, when you grind Davidi Torah, then you throw it away, and then it falls into the soil, and then it becomes a factor in fertilizing the earth. So why should it be Mujah? So you ultimately have Anoyah, not the original Avodah, because two, you ground it into a powder, and then you throw it into the soil. So then, and that contributes towards the fertilization of the soil. It is not the devil. So the reason is because it's devil again. Because how is it fertilized? So there are two factors, the earth itself, and this powder, into the powder of the Avodah. So it's devil again. So over there, you don't have, so but if we would say devil again is up there, so then it would be up there. But over there, he would have Anoyah from the religion of the Torah. He wouldn't have Anoyah from the Gufo Yisrael. But in the case where he has Anoyah from the Gufo Yisrael, even though that's who they are, so then we don't say Zeb is a Geren. Whereas according to the Ram and the Yiri, we say Zeb is a Geren even when he has Anoyah of the Gufo. That's why they have to resolve the next way. Now, this concept that where he has Anoyah from the Gufo Yisrael, so then we don't say Zeb is a Geren, that is mentioned by the Ramban. That is spelled out by the Ramban. Now, but from that, there seems to be, on the surface, a sphere between two rashi. Now, the Mishneh in Avodah Zarah that man says, that Mem Chet on the base says, Zeirin Tachteo Yeroki, Bimei Sakshom, Avoloi Bimei Sakham. Zeirin Tachteo Yeroki in connection with Asheo. So you're not allowed to have Anoyah from the Asheo, Shabbat Yisrael. So the Mishnah says that Mechet on the base, that you're allowed to plant Yeroki Bimei Sakshom under the Asheo, near the Asheo. Avoloi b'mitacham, mitacham onach, why not? So there is a Rashi says, there is a Tachteo Yerokin to mitachshamim, so Yilon, gam hu kosher lohen, she miyakif achamo melom, because the Yilon Asheo, does not do any good towards the growth of the Zeroyim that he is planting. So mainly it doesn't have any Anoy. Avoloi b'mitachamo, but make a hammer, so then Shachim Yofeloem. So the tail is good for the Zroi. Now if he plants Zroi in the make a hammer near the Asheiro, so the Yilon Asheiro, which is Osha Banoi, will be conducive towards a better growth of the Zroi because of the shame that the Yilon Asheiro can be made a hammer. So the words will have Anoyah from the Ikashir. This is what the Mishnah says. Now, so Rashi says, he's explaining the Gemara that from Teh, that Rabbi Yitzchak said to the Rabbonot, Rizit Zeb is a Gemara. So what does it mean? So in other words, the Rabbonim say Zeb is a Geremot. Where do the Rabbonim say Zeb is a Geremot? Where do the Rabbonim say Zeb is a Geremot? So Rashi says that Gemara means, Gemara has reference to this membrane in the Mishnah. This thing in the Mishnah by the Rabbonim. Of saving Tachteo Yerokei Yumei Tachshomim, Avoloi Yumei Tachamot. come. So Mesa Hammer, what is not allowed? The Rabbanim say in the Mishnah that we said that Mesa Hammer, what is not allowed to plant growing near the Etasheirot, near the Asheirot tree, because it kept the shade, and the shade is conducive to a better growth of the soil. So we have a noye from the Etasheirot. In other words, the Etasheirot indirectly, with the shade that it kept, will provoke the growth of the soil. But, the growth is promoted not by the shade of the age alone. It is done by the shade, it's done by the earth. The soil is certainly a very important factor in promoting the growth of the soil, as important as the shade of the Itachero, even more important. So why do the Rabbanon say that the Itachero you're not allowed to plant soil under the shade of the Itachero, the Itachero? Why? Because the shade of the Itachero promotes the growth of the soil that are planted beneath that shade. But there are other factors that promote the growth. The shade by itself will never result in the growth of the soil. So it's evident again. So it's higher from that that the Rabbanon in this Mishnah holds that the Gerem is all there. Because if the Rabbanon held that the Gerem is moot there, so then it should be moot there given to plant growing under the shade of the Itasheim or the Itacham. Because then the Gerem. The Ramban is Chelik. The Ramban, so the Ramban, the Ramban is Chelik HaRashi. And he says, so in other words, so that means, according to Rashi, this Aloche of Zevin Tachteo Yerok is Meitach Shomer, but what is Meitach Hamor? The Aloche of what is Meitach Hamor is not out of the Hilchete, because we pass from Zevin to Gilead is Mutea, and this Din, but what is Meitach Hamor is based upon the premise that Zevin to Gilead is up. The Ramban is Chelik, yes? He says, this is Alim Yilchete, this is by the Rabbanon in the Mishne, that means Chelik. But, so why does the Gemara say that when says that the Yisrael is raised the Rabbanon Koma, with the Yisrael is the Gerem Mutea, with the Chud Amrita is the Gerem Mosea, Eidoli Miyad Afiroki is the Reitachon. In other words, what does the Yisrael say? That the Yisrael says in the Frey Mishne, Afroi Roki is the Reitachon, with the Shambion Nisheret Aleyen, the Havilon is there. So Rabbi Yitzchak says that even Meitach Shomim one should not plant growing near the Beit HaShem. Why? Because if he plants growing near the Beit HaShem and leaves from the Beit HaShem constantly, keep on falling from the Beit HaShem, that falls into the soil, and that together with other things results in fertilizing the earth. And that's why. So the Mele, if he plants, or at least he says, that one is not allowed to plant soil near an Itasheiro, even the Itashom. The Rabbanon said Itashom yet, because the tail of the Itashom does not promote one. Only the tail of the Itachama promotes one of the soil. Not the tail of the Itashom, or at least he said to the Rabbanon, no, one is not allowed even to promote Yerokes, I mean to plant Yerokes near the Itasheiro of the Itashom.